90.9 The BOX, Key West. Crit, what's up, homie?
Man, not much, boy. You know, excited. The album finally out, man. You know, trying to celebrate too hard, you know?
Live from the underground, brother. Tell me about it, dude.
Man, I'm just excited, man. You know, it just came out. You know, it's featuring Bun B, Big Sean, Melanie Fiona, A-Ball, MJG, 2 Chainz, Anthony Hamilton, Ludacris, and BB King, brother.
Man, hold up, dude. A lot of people have been looking forward to this album for a long time, brother, because you've been doing your thing for a while now. And go support good music, man, because this is real hip-hop right here, man.
Man, no doubt. I appreciate all the, you know, in all the support, that, especially the people that understand I've been grinding since 2005, and that, you know, a lot of the content I put out was free anyway, and we're talking about Crit, what's up, Return of Elf and the Date. And also shout out to Currency, man, too, because his album came out yesterday as well. So, you know, definitely support real hip-hop, support real music, man. We out here trying to really just showcase our real lives, you know what I'm saying? Not really to asking people to buy into an image or a gimmick or a single, but we really back to putting together whole albums and whole records, you feel me?
Yeah, man, I see you working, Pimp. So what's been the coolest part about this whole thing so far?
I think the coolest part for me is meeting people and them telling me their stories and how the music inspired them and seeing the reaction. It's so much like, not even like I'm entertaining people, but like it's a moment, it's a movement. And when I'm on stage, it's like I'm getting something off my chest, and then when in the crowd, they're getting something off their chest, and it's a little bit more epic, man. And I'm super excited that I can actually make the music that I make, and people can relate to it, you know. And it's not so much about me being from the South or, you know, people being from everywhere else. They just come out to really enjoy themselves, man.
Yeah.
And to really, and for the music, you feel me?
That's special, man. And you know, a lot of people when they first heard country-ish, they're like, "Is that Pimp on the
no
track?"
Doubt.
So how has Pimp C and UGK influenced the way your music sounds?
I mean, super. You know what I'm saying? Like, UGK was one of those groups that I grew up listening to that they were extremely proud of where they were from. And, you know, they were from a small city too, man, but they were able to take you there through their music. And even from just the production, because Pimp C did a lot of production too that I think people didn't know about. Just the production and the blues behind it, and even the samples that they chose to use, and the grit and the music. It's definitely one of the pioneers of Southern hip hop. And so just growing up listening to it and understanding what I liked about Southern hip hop and wanting to kind of create timeless music in the same vein, I think definitely on a production level, I was super influenced by them. I mean, just being the kind of artist that'd be proud of being Southern, being country. And then I wanted to take you to my backyard and to my city. And I kind of learned to really stand up and do the same. Primarily from UGK, Outkast, A-Ball, MJD, Scarface, Goody Mob, and these kind of people.
You know, I want to ask you, you are pretty much real hip-hop, man. When people associate Big Crit, you know, and Currency as well, you know, they associate you guys with real hip-hop and being true to yourselves. Are you against rappers in hip-hop with that current sound doing pop music in the future? I mean, how do you feel about the whole situation with rappers switching over to pop music every now and again?
I mean, well, as far as music is concerned, I think the genres have all begun to merge.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's primarily because music is growing. I mean, well, hip-hop has grown so much now that it's not just confined to East Coast or the West Coast or the South. It's like a worldwide thing, and you get the opportunity to go overseas, and it's different. And then you got DJs doing different blends, and, you know, you got DJs like Skrillex that popping off without, and they're doing blends, and they're adding bass with hip-hop and, you know, and trans with hip-hop. And I think it's just genres of mixing. And so, I mean, I really don't knock an artist for wanting to grow and do things different. You know, as far as me and where I'm at now in my career, I feel like I got a little bit more time to really focus on the music that I create and try to master that much. And, you know, of course, I'm down to do records with groups like Coldplay and the song with Adele and things like that.
Yeah.
And I don't even see like it's going pop. It's just kind of like doing something different, going outside the realm of the box that people consider you in.
As far as creative control on the album, man, how much say-so did you have in the songs that you wanted to put on the album and who you wanted to produce it?
100%.
100%
say-so,
yes.
Brother. I mean, I produced the entire album. So it was kind of like, you know, I had 100% of say-so as far as who I wanted to put on and what records went on and things
that.
And then, you know, and kind of coming together with my camp as far as, you know, Johnny Shipes and Wally Sparks and Shy Money as far as the sequencing. But for me, it was kind of like, Crit, what's your Return of Forever and a Day was produced by me. So in my mind, it was like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of situation. And people, you know, like to the production that I was doing on my own project. And so it was just a milestone for me and something I really wanted to do for my first album. And I was able to accomplish it. Now, second album, I might do it a little different and have other production. But as far as this person, man, I produced it all. I had some great musicians to come in and play on some of my tracks. Mike Hartnett, also a production company called Key Cat. Tom Wolf did the harmonica. I had some great background singers. Like, so it was a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, what single on the album from Live from the Underground are you most excited for people to hear?
Man, definitely Praying Man with B.B. King. I'm excited about that record, shooting a video for it. I'm excited to shoot a video to What You Mean, featuring Ludacris. The record If I Fall with Melvin and Fiona is an amazing song that I'm excited to put out there. And Pull Up with me, Big Sean, and Bun B. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's the summertime, like, slab riding song, you know?
Crit, man, who's probably influenced you the most on your road to making this album?
Oh, man, the most, I would say that just my family, my life experiences influenced me. My grandmother as well, you know what I'm saying? Because she was one of the first people to put me on the B.B. King and play B.B. King for me. And so it was kind of an ado to her as well by being able to actually have B.B. King on a record.
Well,
my grandmother's also featured on my album on the outro, you know. So, you know, shout out to her too, man. She passed in 2010, and I found some tapes of her singing, and I was able to put her in the song.
Yeah, exactly, brother. All right, man. Well, yo, Crit, I'm not going to hold you up, bro. I just got one more question, man. In these playoffs, dude, who you taking in these playoff games, man?
Wow. See, there you go. There you go.
Got to hit you with the hard hitters, man.
I know, man. Just off the strip, man. I've always been a Boston Celtics fan for a long time. Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett.
Dude.
So I would have to say them, and just on a young level, man. You know, definitely looking at OKC.
So you're gonna say the Celtics all the way,
man. See what you're trying to do, man. I'm praying for all these teams. You know what? I'll be glad when Mississippi get a team, and then I have a team I can say always. But you know, I still got mad love for the Celtics, man. So we gonna see what they do, man.
Okay, that's a bet, brother. When you coming back to the H, man? Can we expect you soon, or is it gonna be a minute?
Man, I mean, well, I'm not 100% sure, but it'll probably be the second leg of the Live from the Underground tour. Uh-huh. I'm assuming, because the first leg of the Live from the Underground tour, we're going to do most of the West Coast. But people can go to BigCrit.com and see all the tour dates. But I want everybody to know in Texas that I am coming through for the Live Underground tour. It might just be the second leg of the tour.
Crit, man. Key West, man. Dude. Hey, I appreciate the love. Congratulations on Live from the Underground, man. Looking forward to hearing it. And we'll see you soon, brother.
Man, I appreciate it, brother.